Radio FUBAR. Radio F***ed up beyond all recognition. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the new greatest thing on the internet, Studio FUBAR.
Does internet porn know you're cheating on it?
With your hosts, the loud one, Matt Reaver.
His mind brain is permanently rejecting his real identity!
Peter Johnson.
I love that I have an erection that didn't involve homeless people.
But for obvious reasons, we call him Pete. Mr. Producer.
I'm spooning a Barrett 50 cal. I could kill a building.
And the only person who can put up with all of this, Mr. Producer's wife, Tink.
Oh, it's like my heart's being gripped by the icy fingers of some terrifying ghost of honeymoon future.
Welcome back, everybody. Another episode of Radio FUBAR live on the mix.fm. It is the first of the month, and as the first of the month, we have our monthly visitors.
That makes us sound
that was so bad. Thanks.
About 28 days. There, I'm just going to hammer that joke down. Just no.
Wow.
Factually true, but I probably didn't need to put it that way.
That's what you implied. I know you didn't intentionally.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Right.
Sounds like Matt was really padding the numbers there.
Now,
no more details. We just, you guys do not want to discuss this.
No.
This is no. We no. You don't.
Oh boy.
It's the fun part when you're trying to do a clean show where clean doesn't really mean clean. It just means not using the seven deadly words.
Correct.
So you can, in you, let's see. Okay, English doctorate. Innuendo-wise, all you want.
You can innuendo.
Yeah, okay, I didn't know if innuendo...
It's like moose. It is the plural.
Moose, yeah, innuendo right. Is the plural of...
Yeah.
Okay, so innuendo-wise is a,
you can
a made
do that.
Up word.
Not a real word.
Sure.
Innuendoing. You're innuendoing.
We bring as
that sounds like me introducing Regina. No,
that sounds a little familiar, actually.
I mean, no.
How do you like your anemones flavored with cinnamon? I want a cinnamon of an anemone.
It's like my college graduation when they said McManomy. McManomy.
Oh, her last name is.
How do you say it? I've never.
McManomy? McManomy.
Nah, that's ding, not
ding,
it.
That ain't it.
That's made up.
Is that
the made up name?
You can just say it right there. McManomy. Ding, ding, ding.
It's like yep. Becca or George. It's a made up name. It's not real.
You can't just arbitrarily decide what names are real
or
not.
Yes, I can.
Have you guys seen the movie High Fidelity?
Yes. I love High Fidelity.
Do you remember this scene where he's saying, you know, somebody's opinion isn't BS? That's what this conversation feels like.
Isn't BS?
Yeah, he's saying, you know, one of the other guys says, I like this record, and the other guy's like, that's BS. And he's like, you can state a preference, that's not BS. That's what this conversation feels like.
Hey, some weeks it's like that. We like to have fun. So how has your month been?
Who, me?
Both of you. Anything interesting, exciting?
I just went through my first big software project release with my new company, and this past week, and it was exhausting and stressful, and there is not any more caffeine left in the world.
Now this is the you mean the official release, like to the public release.
Well, no, it goes. It went out into the wild servers on Friday, but the client is getting an apology page while we test it in the wild.
Oh.
And the apology page will come down. Probably it's coming up and down all weekend.
Oh, okay.
But the apology page will be down tomorrow. And
that's your favorite thing to see, isn't it, Matt? When you get that apology page. We're sorry. We thought it was going to come out today, but...
No, I rage at those things.
Believe me, anybody who sees this apology page, they need to just go away for like a week, because nobody wants to do banking on a website that has an apology page.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, yeah.
Nope. No.
Just give it some space, give it some time. It'll be fine. But on that weekend, you can say, oh, okay.
Now, this isn't a bank that has never done online banking before, right? They're just new.
In fact, they're probably one of the better online banking companies. They're pretty innovative, actually, with some of the stuff that they're doing. I've had some good write-ups just recently. This change was due to federal regulations,
right,
and we all know how we love that.
Okay, so they're just making sure that they got their ducks in a row before
they get sued before
they get sued.
They'll fall under some violations. All the banks will. Any bank that does home lending.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So anybody out there, do not take out a loan this weekend.
At least not with the bank that we're not going to name.
No, any bank.
Any bank. Uh-oh.
All banks have to abide by these rules by this weekend.
It's the end times.
Everybody grab your mattresses and start stuffing them. The Fire Nation attack.
Put your mortgage number on your forehead. And just.
There's a message in my Cheerios. Said,
ooh. Ooh. I don't know why that was so funny. That was so funny.
That's why we run Matt through a noise gate.
I was Matt. Very happy that they provided some food, and I took some fuzzy stick-on mustaches for everybody, and because I knew people were going to need to smile. And,
yeah, a little levity, right?
Yeah, yeah, and it was needed, because people would come into my office and say, Rhonda, I need to, because I was wearing a purple mustache.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you had an office there at the bank or whatever? Or?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, they're where all their programmers and everything are, not at a bank.
Okay, well, I thought you were an independent contractor type.
I am.
Oh, okay.
You're right. These people are morons. How did they miss their chance? They could have come in and said, Rhonda, I must ask you a question.
I know.
Well, I don't want a bank there.
All the openings for puns.
I know.
This but is a real hairy situation. Come on. There's so many things to say.
These people were so tired. I'm surprised they could make two words
sentences.
Into
right.
sentences. Yeah. Right. See?
Now for our listeners that are listening live, we are actually trying to bring Rhonda's husband John into the mix, but
technical difficulties.
Technical. It sounds like he's running a Tandy over there.
Yeah,
we're trying to bring him into the mix live on the mix.
Do you not see him joined Tandy on yet?
No, I don't.
Wow, okay. That's an old school. Jeez, that's an old computer.
A Tandy. Yeah,
I know. You're talking about things that happened back before I was alive.
Before you were alive, yes. You remember going to Radio Shack and looking at the brand new Commodore 64 is going, ooh.
I actually messed around on a Commodore 64.
No, I mean when they came out new.
Oh, yeah, no. This one was an old beat up one that my uncle had.
That's part about those is when you burn out part of them, you just go to the Commodore 64 dump and get a new one.
So, Regina, how was your week?
My week was okay.
It should be pretty much the start of semester for you, shouldn't it?
No, the start of semester was actually the end of August for the schools I work at that are on the semester system. So,
oh, okay.
We've been back for a couple weeks.
Yeah, because one of my favorite things to do on Facebook is watch you and Keisha just complain about the new moronic students.
Yeah, I've had some moments already this semester.
Especially Keisha.
Yeah, Keisha has, I think she has a harder time of it than I do. Because she's teaching science, so
right. Well,
she's a little different.
Right, I think she's trying to teach them something that that they may not necessarily know. Most school or most colleges, I think you have to have 2 or 3 years of English to even get accepted. So,
yeah, now, you've had some, experience.
Right. But I mean, when you're doing English, like English 101, I don't know, you don't teach basic intro to.
Not very much anymore. I usually teach 101 maybe once a year at this point, but I have many years experience teaching it.
There we go. We just showed up.
This is an adjective. This is a noun.
Yeah. So if I
took
this
you don't
course,
even cover that in 101. I mean, you know,
I wouldn't.
You'd cover that if you were under 101.
I gotcha.
Like below.
I wouldn't have to demonstrate what a transitive verb is.
No.
Okay, I'll be fine.
Yeah, I tried teaching grammar like that one time in 101, and I nearly got, jumped after class. They're like,
I'm wondering.
What is this?
So. I'm wondering.
Confusing us.
Because when I did English 101, it was, my English 101 classes, we had to write papers.
Yep.
And I remember the first paper I had to read was, or I had to write, it was, talk about a significant event in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So I talked about the yellow footprints at boot camp. Now, of course, when I talked about the yellow footprints at boot camp, I had to talk about the drill instructors that were there waiting for me when we first stepped onto the yellow footprints at boot camp. And I included all of the colorful language, and I wrote it directly into the paper. I just unvarnished, this is how I felt getting off the bus and what they were saying to me as I was getting off the bus. Now, apparently my English teacher liked it.
Oh, that's
all of a sudden,
good.
She's like, I got two people that I want to read their papers in front of the class. It was mine and one other guy. I'm like, I don't have a problem reading it, but you read it, right?
Right. You know what you're asking of me here, right? Right.
You did read it, right? It wasn't one of those where you just pulled out a ruler and said, okay, it's longer than 8 inches long. It's got an A.
You
know?
You did a word count.
You're right.
Okay, that wasn't that funny.
No. Matt's in his own head again.
Matt's taking the 13-year-old boy.
Oh, duh.
Way of.
Whoa! Don't duh on that. On that note, Matt's taking the 13-year-old boy. Duh. No, Matt. No, bad time.
Anyway, we got John. Rhonda's husband, I guess he would be the... No, I can't say that either.
You can't say it because he and I both are on, or because you can't say it?
Because we're trying to do a clean show.
Okay.
I said I guess John was going to be considered the guy on girl, but...
And then he says it anyway.
He does.
Oh, there's always next week, folks. It's like the Cubs.
Yes. No!
There was no dirty seven deadly words there.
Was risque.
That was risque, and risque is perfectly acceptable.
Rather tongue-in-cheek, sir.
Well, it's not really that bad. We are married, and I remember when, during our first week of marriage, when these honeymooners, he and I looking at each other's eyes, and he's saying, you know what? Not only do our parents approve, they highly encourage this.
And 3 seconds later, we pulled the sheets over her head and...
Yeah, played bed sharks.
Are you saying he gave her a Dutch oven? Okay.
Well, then.
Honey,
next.
Do you want to object to anything?
I'm not sure. I'm waiting for an entrance ramp
Yeah, you can't wait for an inch
of
ramp.
Yeah, you can't. You just got to pull those right in. You just got to run that red light and hope nobody hits you.
Hi, John, I'm Pete.
LA Pacific Highway.
Right.
John, I'm Pete. Have you ever given your wife a Dutch oven? There, that's easy enough.
I'll say not intentionally. I don't know what I do in my sleep.
And there we go. Let's use this momentum.
That was a good
one. So, honey, what do you do for a living?
I test software. Which basically is like herding cats. It's a little bit of networking. It's a little bit of programming. It's a whole lot of trying to make things talk together that don't want to talk to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, and?
Wow.
Yeah, that's the world. That's why they pay you to do it, right?
Exactly.
It works. I have no idea why. It doesn't work. I have no idea why.
Now, do you guys work together, like the two of you have your own little shop, or do you each do your own individual thing, or
our own individual things? Okay. We work for different companies. Sometimes we talk about work when we get home, but most of the time we're too tired to talk about it.
But what I mean is, it's not the two of you with your own little independent contractor company, and then You know, it's just
no. He's full time. I'm the only one contracting.
Okay, and I guess we would say, how'd you meet? But
church.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can play this bit.
I was
for
just
them,
saying,
Pete.
It's maybe next week.
Yeah, maybe next week, yeah.
Yeah, it's a sweet story.
It is?
All right. Subject.
You tell your version, and I'll tell mine.
I get the feeling they've never confirmed their stories.
I know.
You guys didn't talk like one time, say, how did we meet?
For the folks tuning in, that mumbling sound is John with his foot in his mouth.
Yeah, do you remember? Yeah. No, I don't remember that. That's not how it happened at all.
I was there that day.
I'm sorry. You just gotta red-green it. I'm sorry. I'll try
better
next time.
You're thinking of somebody else entirely.
I'm a man.
Honey,
I can
do you
change.
Remember our song?
If anything by Motley Crue?
I guess.
Well, there's an episode of That 70s Show where that happens.
Where what happens?
Where Red and Kitty forget how they met.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
That
and they both remember different stories of how they met, but both of those stories were her meeting someone else and him meeting someone else.
Oh. I do remember that episode. It was hilarious.
Yeah, it was really funny. And then finally, she has a Manhattan and then remembers that he spilled one on her, and that's how they met.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah.
All right, John, let's hear your side of the story first.
Ding, 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 ding.
No, hold on. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you podcast?
Yeah, my hand is in the air, I swear.
Okay.
And I'm going to mute my microphone so I can't interrupt it.
You're not close?
Really?
Yeah, hold on. Is Rhonda close enough that if she screams really loud, we can hear her through your mic?
I think so.
Okay.
And you'll probably hear her pulling the knife out of the drawer first.
See?
No, we met at church. I had been out. It was my first time going back to church in a long time. She liked it because I had really long hair at the time, and my ears were pierced and wore earrings, and I wore all black and all that sort of stuff. And that all changed within about a week after I started going back to church.
It was one of those
really fundamental Southern Baptist churches, and all the guys were going to seminary, and I sort of drank the Kool-Aid.
Mm-hmm. I know how you feel. I grew up Pentecostal, and I could imagine walking into my church like that. I'm sure and Southern Baptist isn't too far off from Pentecostal. I could imagine the looks you were getting.
Yeah, but she liked it because she was rebellious. We both were, but I was really, really kind of shy when it came to talking to girls, and so I never really approached her for a while, but then after a few months later, her brother had come into town, and it was her birthday, and it was Easter Sunday. It was this confluence of all these events happening on the same day. So I had the nerve to talk to her, and I worked nights at the time and was off during the day. So I was like, well, maybe she needs somebody to take her brother back to the airport. So I offered and struck up a conversation, and it just sort of grew from there. We had a mutual at the time. We both liked Stephen King novels and were into those. And our first date was I asked her out to go see Pet Sematary. I don't know if you have seen that or not.
I do remember that. She has told this story.
Has she?
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
She said she...
Well, we both liked the book, or at least we talked about the book.
Perfect movie for a young Christian couple.
Yeah. Until you get to the scene with the sister, and that's when Rhonda really had more than she could take, and she leaned over and told me that she had to go. And I thought she meant she had to go to the restroom.
Wow,
and I just said, okay. And then she's like, no, really, I have to leave. I can't watch this. And so I said, okay. And we got up and walked out, and she apologized, and we continued the date. I think we went and got ice cream at Marble Slab Creamery and sat on the side of the highway and watched cars go by and talked. And I thought it was an okay first date. It lasted. I mean, that was, I think that was 1989.
You heard her. Wow. You heard her. Well, so here's how you know if it was a really good first date. Did she ask you out for a second one?
She didn't ask me, but I asked her.
How long did she make you wait?
I don't know, but did she ever tell... I may get in trouble for this. This is where the knife will come out. Can I tell you that she broke up with me a lot of times? Did she tell you that?
Broke up numerous times?
Yeah.
I think she did say that, too, when we covered this the last time.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, but I was persistent. I just sort of kept hanging around.
Oh, so she dumped you.
Yeah.
You were the puppy dog following her around, and she kept saying, go away, go on. Go chase
somewhat.
And he, 25 freaking years, and he never lets me forget it.
Hey, it's the only thing I've got.
It was kind of the same thing in reverse with me and my wife, mainly because I was in the Army and mobilized at the time, and I had to leave. You know, I got stationed three states away, so I'm like, well, we got to break up.
Yeah.
A year later, I call her out of the blue and say, yeah, I'm back in town. She said, yay. And then 6 months later, we got married.
Cool.
So I get that part of it.
Yeah. How long ago was that?
Let's see. We got married in 2004.
Cool.
So we were both weird. We waited until we were like 30 to get married. We didn't jump right into it.
Yeah.
So other than that, I'm guessing no complaints.
No.
Oh my God.
I mean, trivial ones occasionally.
Well, yeah. I mean, nothing major. You know, nothing.
Relationship advice.
Yeah, I mean,
this week on Ask Frankie.
It's not one of those like where you got married too quick and all of a sudden you find out, wait, she doesn't like chocolate milk? What the hell? Yeah. Did we lose everybody?
Yes.
I think we lost.
Short answer, yes. Long answer, definitely. Yes.
What happened?
I have no idea.
No cats.
Everybody hung up.
Are we broadcasting?
No.
Internets?
Yeah, the internets went funky for a minute.
Modems?
Modems.
Yeah, well, okay, no, yeah, what the hell?
This silence brought to you by Mediacom.
They have giga power now.
Yeah.
You got a lot of blinking lights. Modems.
Is the Wi-Fi's up?
I'm not on the Wi-Fi.
Where's the Wi-Fi's?
Where's the Wi-Fi's at?
I need nine G's and five Wi-Fi's.
And two fasters.
Gotta go faster. First, you must take out faster.
We're still recording, at least, so.
Right.
You are the Alpha Ramus.
Let's take out the Dominant.
So much for my 50... megabits.
Well, it dumped me off the Wi-Fi
internet
too.
Service. Yeah,
the modem.
Well, I reset the modem to see if maybe that.
But the Wi-Fi was probably down too.
Wi-Fi
helps, but I guess we'll keep talking. Yeah.
That word is just
weird. But I mean, that was just an instantaneous, you know.
Fuck you.
At least that background noise is useful. Because we immediately knew they were gone.
Yeah.
They're probably like pissed off. Like, those motherfuckers just hung up on us.
Probably. Yeah, well. Oh. You know, just keep talking. Figure something out to talk about. I don't know.
What? We were talking about other people's relationships a minute ago.
I know. Figure something out.
But, damn.
I'm not like a trained monkey, man. Again, is.
Yeah, you are.
I was going to do this whole show assuming that Saudi Arabia was running the Human Rights Council and thereby changing my behavior based on that. And then we invite two feminists on the show. This is, my plans are ruined. As soon as he was like, how soon till she said yes? And I was going to say something like, well, it's not her right to say yes. And I'm like, no, it can't say that because Saudi Arabia isn't in control of this show. Dang it. Dang it. Saudi Arabia leading the Human Rights Council. I don't even care if it's a token position. How stupid is that, that it's a token position to begin with? It's either you're not respecting the concept of human rights, or you don't respect the council to do anything, that you give it a token position. The ultimate irony for me for that was that this was the same week that Anita Sarkeesian and Zoe Quinn appeared before the UN.
No, oh, yeah, I remember that nonsense. I did see that, yeah.
Where the UN officially stated that cyber violence is equal to physical violence in an official statement.
And,
oh, did you get raped in Saudi Arabia and acid thrown in your face? Well, that is the equivalent of being called a bad name on the internet. It's serious.
Brought to you by Zoe Quinn and Anita Sarkeesian. The dumbest. That Google Ideas nonsense, too. I saw that stupid picture. And it's just like, oh, look, there's just all of them. There's all of them.
Yep. It's a brigade of morons.
Are you...
They're mobilizing into battalion strength. Nothing is happening on my system upstairs.
No, I was going to ask Matt if he was friends with Regina on Facebook.
Nope.
Okay.
Get to her. Nope, the internet's definitely off. Yeah, it'll take at least 10 minutes to boot back up.
All right, everybody, I'm going to put the show on pause until everything reconnects. So, back in a minute.